This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, March 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Bill targets carb costs. Rollins to talk bird flu with states and industry. And industry's message to Maha. Ag chair sees to rein in carb costs. State Senator Melissa Hurtado, who chairs the Ag Committee, is pushing to hold the Air Resources Board more accountable for costly regulations. The moderate Democrat from Bakersfield has filed a measure to authorize the legislature, through a majority vote, to remove any board member, quote, for dereliction of duty or corruption or incompetency. It is unclear if Hurtado is targeting a specific CARB official or if the responsibility would fall on board chair Leon Randolph. Hurtado also hopes to add more guardrails on any pending CARB rules that could pose significant costs to the public. Under SB 441, any regulatory proposal that stands to raise consumer prices more than $10 million over the lifetime of its implementation would be subject to an independent economic analysis. Now take note, the agency has long come under fire from industry groups for issuing economic assessments that allegedly downplay the financial impacts and lean on the potential savings to healthcare costs by improving the air. But many of CARB's biggest regulations would tip past the $10 million threshold, from its sales bans on gas cars and diesel trucks to its update on the low carbon fuel standard and its phase out of open ag burning. Adding more complications, the bill would task the Legislative Analyst's Office with performing the independent analysis. The budget advisors only weigh in on potential costs to the state for new policies. They routinely hit the brakes in legislative discussions when lawmakers press them on potential economic impacts on Californians. Rollins to hold bird flu call with industry and state officials. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins will be discussing the bird flu outbreak with state officials and industry stakeholders today. The call comes after Rollins told Breebert.com that vaccines were off the table, leading to questions about whether vaccination would still be a part of the administration's bird flu strategy. In a statement to AgriPulse, Rollins says the five-pronged approach to bird flu includes efforts to explore vaccines, therapeutics, and other strategies to protect egg-laying chickens and reduce depopulation. USDA is taking a targeted, science-driven approach to developing next-generation solutions and will invest up to $100 million to determine the best path forward, she says. A formal public solicitation will be issued in the coming week. Vaccine and therapeutic strategy, logistics, and surveillance are critical steps in advancing this effort, she says. By the way, egg producers are seeking clarity from USDA on vaccines. Vaccination is the most promising solutions to protect our flocks and the most likely to restore and stabilize the U.S. egg supply, United Egg Producers President and CEO Chad Gregory said in a statement. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Groups call for use of sound science by Maha Commission. Farm and food industry groups are calling on the Trump administration's Make America Healthy Again Commission to use sound science in coming up with recommendations. More than 300 groups signed on to the letter, which emphasizes the importance of pesticides, biotechnology, and food and feed products. It also, quote, highlights the ways in which these products are already robustly regulated to ensure their safe use, the group say in a news release. We are eager to share with the Commission our significant concerns regarding unfounded criticisms levied against the safety of the food and agriculture value chain, says the letter. It was sent to Ag Secretary Rollins, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. The American Farm Bureau Federation, International Dairy Foods Association, American Soybean Association, National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, among the groups that signed on to the letter. Take note, late yesterday, Kennedy announced FDA would consider eliminating the self-affirmed, generally recognized as safe pathway for food ingredients and chemicals. That move could limit food manufacturers' ability to add ingredients or chemicals without notifying the agency. Dozens of ag groups back Lindbergh for trade undersecretary. Dozens of agriculture trade groups, companies, and cooperatives are backing Luke Lindbergh's nomination for a key ag trade role. More than 120 groups have written to Senate Agriculture Committee leaders urging them to move swiftly to confirm Lindbergh's nomination as USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs. The group say, quote, U.S. agriculture needs a dedicated champion in this role. As such, we urge your committee and the entire U.S. Senate to promptly confirm Mr. Lindbergh. Lindbergh comes from the America First Policy Institute, the Trump-aligned think tank that Rollins headed before joining USDA. Lindbergh is also president and CEO of South Dakota Trade and a former U.S. Export-Import Bank official. He also has a good Senate connection. He's a son-in-law of Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota. Local food initiatives killed. The Trump administration is killing a pair of initiatives that former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack created to help small-scale farms find markets in schools, food banks, and child care facilities. The Local Food and Schools and Child Care Cooperative Agreement, the LFSCCC, and Local Food Purchase Assistance Cooperative Agreement, LFPA, are both being terminated. Ryan Marquardt, an Iowa farmer who produces chicken, turkey, eggs, and beef in the Des Moines area, told AgriPulse Noah Wicks the LFPA program made his operation more efficient by enabling more orderly marketing through the year. He says LFPA had provided a critical outlet for products that were harder to sell. Recently, that product was brisket. He said, quote, I'm sitting on a ridiculous amount of brisket at the moment. Here's today's final word. We urge you to continue to work in a collaborative manner to help shape a more fruitful and resilient future in California water. That Representatives Jim Costa and Adam Gray cautioning Governor Gavin Newsom and President Donald Trump against another entrenched battle over Delta pumping operations. The lawmakers sent a letter to the two leaders yesterday pointing out that both have issued executive orders recently to expand water storage and should build on that shared goal. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, March 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.